From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Friday, February 13th, 2026. The Arkansas Supreme Court has denied a candidate's request to disqualify his opponent. The High Court on Wednesday upheld a lower court decision saying Laura Missy Wardlaw can appear on the ballot. Fellow candidate John Kyle Day alleged Wardlaw was ineligible to run for office because she was charged with writing a hot check. State law bans people convicted of certain, quote, infamous crimes from running from office. Day and Wardlaw are both in the Republican primary to represent District 94 in the Arkansas House of Representatives. North Little Rock School District is partnering with the University of Arkansas Pulaski Technical College on a new initiative. Officials with both institutions announced the partnership at North Little Rock High School on Thursday. UAPTC Chancellor Summer DePro says the program lets some North Little Rock High School students obtain an associate's degree alongside their high school diploma.
And what that means is 2 years of that general education curriculum and prerequisite courses for the junior and senior year. You earn that associate's degree, and if the student chooses to go to the University of Arkansas at Little Rock or the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, they will honor the tuition price at Pulaski Tech, which is roughly 50% of what you would pay at the four-year institution.
Classes will be taught by both UAPTC instructors and by high school teachers who meet certain qualifications. The program will be available to all students 10th through 12th grade who have a cumulative GPA of at least 2.0 and who meet other testing requirements. The cost of tuition, fees, and materials will be covered as part of the new state law known as Arkansas Access. The Arkansas Attorney General's office is expanding its footprint across the state. Attorney General Tim Griffin announced Wednesday he's opening a new satellite office in Fayetteville. Griffin says the office will provide University of Arkansas law students with hands-on experience year-round, as opposed to just in the summer months. The Attorney General previously had an office in Lowell in northwest Arkansas, though that has since closed. Central Arkansas's regional planning organization, MetroPlan, hosted a meeting of its board of directors Thursday morning. The board is composed of several mayors, county judges, and other city officials from across the region. Executive Director Casey Cummington said the organization is looking at federal legislation such as the Housing for the 21st Century Act, sponsored by Congressman French Hill, to continue to shape their mission. The bill passed through the House with broad bipartisan support.
It looks at modernizing housing programs, expanding affordable housing, streamlining some regulations, and also some best practices for state and local zoning and land use regulations. That's not something that MetroPlan is directly related to, but certainly as we look to the future, that's an area we want to focus on. We're seeing that in every conference that we go to.
Board members voted unanimously to adopt recommendations from a study exploring a formal collaboration with another nonprofit, the Central Arkansas Planning and Development District. Lauren Palmer of EverStrive Solutions conducted the study. She said there was plenty of overlap between the two regional organizations that could be better leveraged.
There is absence of a shared long-term regional strategy that integrates planning across transportation, across economic development, across your growth pressures in housing and infrastructure, and that inadequate cohesion often results in fragmented efforts and missed opportunities for leveraging resources.
The official collaboration between the two organizations is now pending consideration and a vote by the Planning and Development District. Several Arkansas properties have been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The agency added 9 properties in January, including the Roosevelt Road Bridge in Little Rock, built in 1935 to better route highway traffic around downtown. Also new to the list is Robert E. Lee School in Hot Springs. It was built in 1950 and held classes until 1972, eventually becoming the studio and home of the late French sculptor known as Jean Faux. In northeast Arkansas, Tyronza's Imrich and Bailey Cotton Gin also joined the list. You can learn more about these and other properties on the National Register at the website arkansasheritage.com. University of Arkansas at Little Rock has received funding to restore its planetarium. UA Little Rock announced this week a $1.2 million gift from Leslie Shellum in honor of her late father, L. Dickinson Flake. University says the facility will be renamed the Shellum Flake Planetarium. Renovation plans include installing a modern projection system and home theater-style seating for up to 89 people. It is planned to reopen by fall of 2026. Today, you can expect sunny skies with a high of 67 degrees. Your low tonight is 50. Rain returns this evening and will stick around for much of the weekend. Weekend highs will span the 60s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.